Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. If you're not coming back, that means it's your first time, and we welcome you. And we are Sean and Carrie. Carrie being the best author in the world, New York Times and internationally best-selling author, wonderful photographer, blogger, and just all-around incredible woman. Anyways, I thought she might introduce me, but there's not much to introduce. So, you're about to hear the best podcast you've ever heard. And if it doesn't make you laugh, I'm sorry. Try another one that we've already done. And listen to next week's too. We love you.
Dogs Are Smarter Than People is a quirky podcast. It's a podcast, man.
Yeah.
It's a quirky podcast that's meant to make your life a little bit happier. We give a dog tip, a writing tip, and we always start with a random thought.
Let's roll, baby.
Boom. Podcast time.
Podcast.
Hey, here we are in the car still.
Yep, still. In the car.
In the car. It's been hours. Hours.
It has been hours. We're currently in a place called Tate's Hell National Forest. Don't know why it's called Tate's Hell. We'll look it up later.
If we remember.
I'll probably not let you know about it. Tell your mama to look it up on your own. T-A-T-E. Yes.
So we were just.
Hell.
So we were just bored, and we don't even have cell service or Wi-Fi, but the radio's coming in, and it just played "Holly Jolly Christmas."
Yeah.
Followed by this song.
I don't know the name of the song.
Which song? Shawnee was singing along to.
Just like fire. I was not.
You were totally.
Oh.
But I think you're saying running right here. Running like that.
I don't know. I don't think I was.
I think you were, man.
I don't know. It's over now, so we'll never know.
We've been looking for Bigfoot, and we have not found him.
She hasn't seen him. I've seen him three times.
I'm in the car with him.
He stands and waves to me and then runs ahead and waves again.
We were listening to comedians before we lost our signal, and one of them was talking about OK Cupid, which I guess is a free
dating app.
Yeah. And it was funny because they're like,
the quality of the app is right in the name.
Okay.
It's not good Cupid. It's not great Cupid.
And a long time ago, my campaign manager, yes, I ran for office. I shouldn't admit that.
That's all right.
He was really in need of a friend.
Oh.
And so we all at the headquarters helped create a match.com profile for him.
You think he ever got matched?
Yeah, he's married now, but I don't
think he's not.
No, he's married.
He is not.
Yeah, he's married.
The guy we went to the Irish bar and saw?
Yes.
No.
The 50-year-old virgin, yeah. Yeah, he's married.
Hey, our MapQuest is back.
Yay!
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he's married, man.
What's he married to?
A woman.
I mean human. I meant like...
a human woman.
Like...
a human.
Do you know anything about her?
She's, I think, really into politics. Like, he's
super
really
liberal?
Into politics. Super liberal. Like, pro-union in a big way. No, she's never been a boy. That I know of.
I'm just kidding about that part.
They look a little like the. Anyways, so I got this match.com thing when Emmy, our daughter, and I were like, let's look it up, and we looked it up, and I had to sign in and make a fake profile, but I never paid because I'm so cheap. And I forgot about this, like, for years, right? Like, it's been...
Still to this day, you get matched on...
10... Well, wait, that was my point.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for 10 years, like, I didn't get any emails, but then I got this email, and I'm like, unsubscribe! Oh, my gosh! Unsubscribe! And as soon as I did that, I get just unsubscribe again because, like,
I can't believe you're going through all this trouble trying to cover your ass.
Language.
For your new Match.com website.
Oh my god.
Profile of me. Sorry, man.
You're so mean.
Sorry.
But, like, today at 4:19 a.m., I received, you have 6 new matches.
You got one today?
Yeah, I get one every day. And I never open them. I just put them in the trash. But I opened this one for you. And it says, you have 6 new matches. Justin, 48, from Lincolnville, Maine, and more. And I'm always sort of like, who are these people? And they give little pictures.
Yeah.
And they all look like...
Probably not even their real pictures.
And they all look like they're gonna kill you. Although Justin looks the most normal by far.
The serial killers?
They look a little creepy, my 6 matches, honestly. And then you're gonna think, like, what does that say about you? If that's who you're matching to, man, you know? Yeah, you got it. Like, I'm creepy too? Is that what it means?
No, I think it means you're an easy target.
I am.
You're like a lonely homebody. Nobody ever missing. No, you're missing for like a couple weeks. Give him plenty of time to throw you in the creep.
I'm kind of terrified that, like, it actually has my real name on there. How would you know?
Why would
Have you been on there?
No. Well, why would you be? Because you're not that stupid.
All right. Well, it was like 10 to 15 years ago.
You weren't that stupid. If anything, you were smarter then.
Oh, that's sad. Our second random thought is about to happen because we realized that our first random thought wasn't about gratitude, and it was random. It was about finding love in places, like OkCupid, but it wasn't...
Match.com.
Yeah, but we started with OkCupid, right? But it was just Thanksgiving, and our whole real topic this week is about cow hugging and wellness, and how my ex-campaign manager found that wellness with his new wife, and how poor Justin from Lincolnville or wherever is still looking for wellness.
You don't know. He could have hooked up since a couple weeks ago. He might have found the love of his life.
He might have forgotten he has a Match.com profile, too.
Yeah.
Or he could be in jail.
Well, not really. Oh, jail, yeah. Likely.
But anyways, we're going to share a little excerpt from our Friendsgiving that we go to every year because it's nicer than us.
For those who've been here before, what we usually do, and for those who are new, what we usually do is we'll start at one end and we'll just go down through and we'll do real quick, say, what I was thankful for in the last 12 months, the last year. You know, we don't have to hang. You don't have to stop eating or wait for everybody. You can keep eating. But we'll just start at one end and we'll go through and say, what I was thankful for this year, and then we'll keep on going. Alan, you got the end there, so you want to start?
So,
it's our side first.
I'm thankful for a lot, but just to make it quick, I'm really thankful for this whole group of people, this family of people, because I think this might be the first time in over 40 years I'm not with my parents on Thanksgiving. And having this family rocks. I love you guys. So,
So we asked people on our Facebook about topics for our podcast, and everyone was super helpful. And John Hill wanted to know why there weren't Palomino unicorns, which was an important question, but we don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, we do. There are.
What?
They're called mules.
They don't have horns, buddy.
I know, they were bred out. So was the spottedness of the the Palominos.
Can we restore that?
It was all bred out.
I can't even breathe. Okay, and some
but that's why they're so cute and perfect.
I love mules. I would like a mule. If anyone would like to send me a mule, I am willing to send my house. No, not send my house.
What?
I'll sell my house.
Oh.
And then we can get a new house.
I thought you were just going
to
trade
it. Where it's zoned okay to have a mule. I'm not going to trade the house for a mule because that would be stupid. But almost. I would almost do that. Not this house, the other house. Okay. Restarting. Other people, like Matt Bea,
wanted us to talk about cow hugging, and Matt suggested that we discuss this thread and trend, this thready trend that started getting some big press back in May 2018. Wellness is a $3.7 billion industry that Sean and I make no money off of, but it focuses on your spiritual, physical, and mental health being and well-being.
That would be health and well-being. That's all right. But we do participate in that industry because people stay in our houses when they're on vacation.
That's wellness.
And a proper vacation is supposed to be about mental health.
Have you paid attention to the tourists in Bar Harbor, babe?
That's why I said a proper vacation.
We spend so much time in the summer watching tourists hating on their own families and bickering and being just so angry.
Yeah.
But you know what these people need? They need to hug a cow.
Oh. Can they do that?
Yes. Cows and cow hugging is this huge big deal at a farm in upstate New York. And according to them, I guess, would be a better way to say it, it's really, really relaxing.
Huh. I mean,
dude,
I don't know how many people have been to a cow for or cow farm before.
Where they hug the cow farms.
Well, cows are a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
They produce massive amounts of poo.
And methane.
Which is stinky.
That means they expel gas out their rectum.
Yep. But, you know, I would like to run that farm just for the sole reason to videotape people laying down with the cows and then the cows blowing a big poop pop.
You're enjoying that.
And totally blowing the whole relaxation thing because it's so horrible.
When I was a kid, my family had a farm, well, my grandparents in Ontario in Canada, and my brother and sister allegedly used to like take the hardened cow poop patties and chuck them at each other.
I believe it.
Did you ever do that?
No, I wasn't in the... there's a term for that, I think.
Throwing hardened defecation?
Huh?
Throwing hardened defecation.
Well, that would be a term, but not the fun one I can't remember. Anyways.
So, can you say riding tip of the cast? In that way you do?
Oh. Riding tip of the cast.
So our writing tip of the cast is vaguely involved with cows in that my news book with Steve Waddell, which comes out in August, had originally a thing where people were like, let's go cow tipping, right?
Yeah.
And when you have a book that's traditionally published, you have a bunch of people read through the book to tell you what you messed up, right?
Right.
And one of the things we messed up was that people don't really cow tip.
You might get some comments on that, but, you know, it's all right.
So our writing tip of the cast is to look out for your writer well-being, hug some cows, but don't tip them. Make sure that you don't include urban legend as fact, right? Because that's fake news.
How come that's not called a rural legend? I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, honey. Maybe we need to make a new term. Rural legends.
Yeah.
Would you go hug a cow?
Would I?
Yeah.
Like.
Would you pay?
Oh no. No way.
When I was a little kid, Tracy Alshewski, Double Dog dared me to go across this field in Bedford, New Hampshire, where they had, what kind of cow? Bulls?
Yeah.
I thought.
Bulls are not a kind of cow. Because cow designates not a bull.
Whatever. They had bulls there, and she double dog dared me to go run up and touch the bull and hug it, and she said she'd give me $25 cash.
$25 cash?
Yeah. And I totally did it. And she still hasn't given me that $25.
Of course not. How old were you?
Like nine.
Where the hell is she supposed to get $25?
She was rich.
Especially back in the 60s.
I was not born in the 60s.
You weren't even alive in the 60s.
Oh, you think that's so funny? That's what not even born means. It means I wasn't alive.
Dog tip of the pod.
Do you want to do the dog tip, man? What do dogs think about cows?
Not very highly, I guess. They both said, if you're dumb enough to pay people to cut them with cows, go for it. Because
so
they'll cut them with you for free.
That's so judgy. They will also make methane for free. Well,
the dogs?
Yeah.
On occasion, yes. Like nightly.
Every night. Spartacus.
Probably because of their diet.
Do you want to tell people what we call Sparty?
We got a lot of things, but they all involve Sparty. Sparty McFarterson.
Oh, man. All right, so the point here is that Sparty can't help being farty. He's just got a dude.
Are you drunk?
No, but this is
here it is. 11 o'clock in the morning.
You just talk.
What?
You talk.
Okay. Well, was that originally supposed to mean if it works for you, do it, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. So, while Sparty was being quite judgy about the whole cow hugging thing, our point, his real point, I guess, is just, if it's working for you, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're into paying people to cuddle for cows, or cuddle with cows, would that be right? Cuddle
yes.
Go for it. Right?
Yeah. I got. We'll go out and buy some cows.
Dude, I would totally buy cows and sell them for cuddling. I'd whore out my cows so hard. They're whoring out their
now
cows.
We can't use this podcast.
Why? I didn't
say whore.
That's not a swear word. You said the A word in a random thought.
ASS?
Yeah. Don't spell it out.
It's not saying it if you spell it out, technically. Right?
Yeah. So really, would you not cuddle hot cows? Like, if you were on vacation and it was like, hey, Pental, I can't talk.
I know.
If they were on vacation, it was like, hey, pay $10 and go cuddle a cow. You want to go do it for the experience?
No. I know you've been to the Blue Hill Fair. And those cows are getting groomed every day and they're still dirty. What do you think a cow's going to be like out in the field?
Dirty.
You might as well lay it on the dust pile and roll around.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with a little dirt.
I know, but I'm not going to pay people to get dirty. Hugging the cow is not going to possess me with some friggin' awesome tranquility.
Really?
Really. Oh, I'd rather hug you, baby.
Aww.
Even though you probably charge more than the cow people, but
okay,
I still get more out of it.
Wait to ruin the moment, babe. Wait to ruin the moment.
Oh, I want everybody to know that's the second romantic thing I said today. The first one was much better. But it was from the heart. I didn't say it to be romantic. It just worked out to be that way.
Oh boy. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Do we have more business?
We just have to do the stuff that we do at the end, man.
What about our weekly weather forecast? Oh, wait, we don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. It made no sense. No sense. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We're sorry that I couldn't talk this episode.
Doing a good job thus far.
All right, thanks, man. To find the tips and the words that are written correctly versus said incorrectly, check out Carrie Jones' books.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast. Please like it, subscribe it. Subscribe it?
Listen to it. Subscribe to it.
Tell your friends. Be like, dudes, this is like your really embarrassing mom and dad doing a podcast. Listen to it. What? No?
Yeah, we're kind of like that commercial. Trying to prevent people from becoming their parents.
Yeah.
But my parents would never have made a podcast.
Oh my gosh, my parents would. They would bicker like the Costanzas.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny, apparently.
But they're dead. Okay, and on that note, happy Thanksgiving. Do the things that make you feel well.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe.
And happy.
And happiness.
And tranquil.
Go have a cat.
Was that subliminal?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, like I just snuck it in, like,
you did just sneak it in.
Like, subscribe. Like, subscribe is kind. It's kind, you'll go to heaven.
Wow, you won't even have heard that, by the way.